الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والسماء ذات البروج، واليوم الموعود، وشاهد ومشهود، قتل أصحاب الأخدود، النار ذات الوقود، إذ هم عليها قعود، وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود، وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد، الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض، والله على كل شيء شهيد. إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار، ذلك الفوز الكبير. إن بطش ربك لشديد، إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد، وهو الغفور الودود، ذو العرش المجيد، فعال لما يريد. هل أتاك حديث الجنود، فرعون وثمود، بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب، والله من ورائهم محيط، بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والسماء والطارق، وما أدراك ما الطارق، النجم الثاقب، إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ، فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق، خلق من ماء دافق، يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب، إنه على رجعه لقادر، يوم تبلى السرائر، فما له من قوة ولا ناصر، والسماء ذات الرجع، والأرض ذات الصدع، إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذا اليوم، فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه، ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيه وشر ما بعده. رضينا بالله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيه. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك أمسينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين، لا شريك لك. اللهم ما أصبح بنا من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter of the expression of love and having love for one's fellow brother, and after having love, what words should a person use to express that love? All this is explained in the hadith. So yesterday we were doing a very beautiful hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that 7 people will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day when the sun will be 1 mile above the heads. Just 1 mile. Now the sun is so far above us, and yet we feel so hot, we perspire, we need air conditions, we need fans, etc. On that day there will be no fans, no air conditions, nothing, except the beautiful shade that is provided by the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this hadith he's explaining those 7 categories of people who will be blessed to have the shade. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال 7 يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه reports from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that 7 people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him from his shade. يظلهم Allah will grant this person from his shade on that day when there will be no other shade. In other words, it will only be the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first person, Imamun Adilun, that person who is a just ruler. And we explained yesterday why a just ruler is because from the top, if the person on the top is just, then that honesty, that fairness will filter down. But the people on the bottom, if they are just and they are good, and it is such that the people on the top are corrupt, then you will find very soon that the people on the top will be bought off. As we find it today very often, that many times people say that in a certain situation the police are bought off, the judges are bought off, the ministers are bought off, this person is bought off. So that oppression filters down and it surfaces down, and everyone suffers because of the corruption. Why? Because the people on the top are bought off. So here this hadith explains that the person on the top who is just, Allah has given him a position that he is on the top. You be just, you will get the shade under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we find, you look at, for example, Syria, other countries, where the person on the top is not correct and the people on the bottom all suffer. So therefore there is such a great reward for a person who Allah has given him position. And as we explained, that ulama take this one further. A man now has got position in his home. If he is just in his home, there is great hope that Allah will give him the shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is the boss, he is the imam of his business. So if he is just and he is fair with his employees, there is great hope that he will also receive this reward. So whoever Allah has put him in a position of authority, he should think of this beautiful hadith that he will get the shade from amongst the shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing is وَشَابٌ نَشَى فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, that youngster who grew up in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we should always encourage our youth. Maybe many of us wouldn't have such an exciting youth to say that we grew up in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we should always encourage the youngsters. I remember my late grandfather, Allah pakful his qabr ul noor, grant him complete maghfirat. He would always tell us when we were young that you people are very, very lucky that you all got a chance in your life that you all don't have to miss one namaz deliberately. In other words, that one namaz also deliberately you won't miss. So he would encourage the youth, youngsters, that don't ever miss one namaz in your whole life deliberately. Obviously, sometimes a person may oversleep or some sickness, whatever, but deliberately a person doesn't miss his salah. So therefore we should always encourage our youth, because such a great blessing is that youngster that grows up obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will get also from the share of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing where all of us we can get, وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ, that man whose heart is attached to the masjid. In other words, all the time he's thinking, now what time is salah? I need to go to the masjid. Whether it is this masjid, another masjid, but all the time the hadith, what is masajid? All the masajid, this man's heart is attached to the masjid. He's going on safar, he's going on journey. He's calculating, where can I stop so I can get my namaz? He's gone overseas on some business trip. He's planning where I must book my hotel, must be close to a masjid, because I want to read salah in the masjid. So wherever he's going, his heart is attached to the masjid. After he's thinking out, what time is the next salah so I can be back in the masjid. So this person also whose heart is attached to the masjid will be given the shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next is, which ties up with this chapter, وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَ فِي اللَّهِ اِجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. Two people who love each other only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't love each other because of any status, any position, any influence, affluence, whatever. They only love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They meet each other to make Allah Pak happy, and they're leaving from there so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets happy. These two people, because of the genuine love they have for each other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this act so much that He will reward them under the shade of His arsh, inshaAllah. The next thing, وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ حُسْنٍ وَجَمَالٍ. Amen. That a woman of nobility and beauty, she attracts him, she calls him, she tries to seduce him. But this person, فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. At that time he says, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, why the hadith is using a woman of nobility and beauty is because sometimes you can get a woman of beauty, but she can be a very, very loose woman. The possibility of this woman going and spreading the news and creating fitna is very high, so automatically the man is a little bit scared. But when you got a woman of nobility, the likelihood of her going and spreading and giving the news everywhere is very unlikely, because it will go against her nobility. So therefore the hadith is saying this woman is of nobility and she's of beauty. She's got two things that a man would like, and she is encouraging him, enticing him towards haram. But then also he's saying, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person, because of his genuine fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak will bless him with this. The next thing, وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ بِيَمِينِهِ. A person, he may give sadaqah. He gives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَخْفَاهَا, he hides it, he conceals it to such an extent that the left hand does not know what the right hand gives. We learn a few things from this hadith. One is which hand we should be giving with. We should be giving with the right hand. And why the left hand shouldn't know is because the hadith is showing us that the left hand is so close to the right hand. In other words, even those people that are close to you, if you don't unnecessarily need to tell them, don't tell them. In other words, you've done it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't boast, don't brag, don't put it in the newspaper, don't put it anywhere else. There was an incident very quickly of one place where these people said they're going to feed all the poor people. Feed all the poor people. So one family took it upon themselves that in this town we're going to feed all the poor people. So just they put the tents, the marquees, everything, the eggs were being cooked. So before time, some jinnat had come there, but they came in the form of humans. And they came to ask for food. So the people that were there serving, the people in charge, the family in charge said, you know what, we're not going to serve the food until the media comes, the photos are taken, the article is put in the newspaper that we fed so many people, you people came before time, just wait a little, we are going to feed everybody, but after this whole procedure is gone. So they said, you know what, the children are hungry, we need the food immediately, where can we wait 5-6 hours for this whole procedure, for the people to come, the minister to come, the mayor to come, everyone to come before you feed the whole town? The people said, no, you got to wait, this is the procedure. So anyway, these jinnat went away, they came in the form of men. So when they were going away, there was one person who was quite intelligent. He seen this whole thing, so he went behind them. He said, you know what, I can see you're very hungry. You're in need of food. Your children in need of food. You just tell me who you are. I'm prepared to feed you. Whatever it is, I will give you the food from my side. Don't worry about this family that is feeding the whole town. So then he said, I'm not supposed to tell, but I'm telling you because you've asked me in the name of Allah. He said, I ask you in the name of Allah. So he said that we are jinnat. We came to test them to see whether they're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or they're doing it to show the people. If they're doing it to show the people, they won't give us food that we need. And so then he told him, my advice to you is tomorrow morning we're going to strike this whole town of Bala because of these people, that they are spreading mischief. They have come here just to do things for the sake of name and fame. So do yourself a favor and tonight you leave with your whole family. And the next day, the same people, their family, etc., were afflicted with such sicknesses and bala and musibats caused by this impact of doing this for the sake of show. So therefore, ulama explained this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the left hand shouldn't know what the right hand is doing. There are examples in our deen where a person should do things sometimes to encourage others. He's not doing it for show, but he's doing it to encourage others. There are many other incidents we'll go inshallah some other time. But just to finish off this hadith, the next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَهُ اللَّهُ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. That last thing, the seventh person, is that person who is alone. He's alone, he may be in his home, he may be at some place, but this person is in a place where nobody knows him. There he's alone, and he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he starts crying, he starts tearing, for the sake of Allah, out of his fear of his gunas, out of his sins, to make tawbah and repent. In other words, this person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he remembers akhirat, and because of this, this person cries and he sheds tears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves these tears in solitude so much, that because of him shedding tears in solitude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the shade. On that day when there is no other shade, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all that shade, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing these things. They are not very hard things to bring, having love for each other, a person being attached, having his heart attached to the masjid, being just in whatever position Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, being chaste, doesn't matter who is inviting us towards haram. And then when we are giving sadaqah also, try and do it in such a way that we don't boast about it, we don't brag. And the last thing is, a person in solitude should try and shed tears for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah pa give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.